As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey, it's Cassie, and have y'all seen those cute pins floating around the internet that look like a charging status so you can tell people where you're at with your social battery and whether or not you need to be left alone? Right now, mine would be hovering just above red. I've been so busy that I'm just drained and I need to recharge, which means hibernating without seeing anybody. And you know what made me realize that was okay to do? Therapy. I thought I was being lazy, but in reality, I was giving my body and mind some much-needed R&R, and that wasn't a bad thing. In fact, it was a good thing. Therapy changed my perspective, and that's why I'm a big advocate for therapy, like the kind you can get with BetterHelp. Therapy isn't just for people who have experienced severe trauma. It's to give you the tools to deal with everyday issues that are bugging you, big or small. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BurtShow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BurtShow.
The Burt Show.
All right, let's get into the entertainment buzz.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
It looks like Leonardo DiCaprio might be ready to date a 26-year-old. But
wow, he's dating up. That's old.
Taking a leap.
Yeah.
I'll explain in just a second, but you just sent me this TMZ article that I feel like we have to tackle because you know things are bad when Kanye West doesn't want to even associate with you.
Right.
So we've been talking about this Diddy drama with him getting raided by Homeland Security for the last couple of days. And TMZ just put out this article saying that Diddy showed up to a Kanye show, like a concert or whatever, and Kanye didn't want to talk to him. Now, they've had beef for the last couple of years. Kanye accused Diddy of threatening him, and then Diddy called out Ye for selling those White Lives Matter t-shirts. It's baffling to me that Diddy would even want to show up to a Kanye. Who wants to be associated with Kanye right now, period? But why now?
When Kanye turns to you and says, look, you're too toxic for me. You are really in a bad place.
Have you covered what Usher said about the Diddy situation?
Yeah. We did that in the 6 a.m. hour.
Yeah, I'm trying to. I completely forgot that he lived there when he was a teenager.
Yeah. Then we talked about Justin Bieber's tie-in also. When Justin was 15, he hung out with Diddy for an entire weekend. And Diddy straight up said he's going to see things this weekend he's never seen before.
And Kanye has said in the past that he didn't want to mention names, but there are a lot of people that are higher up, and they can't move the way they want to like he does because he has never hurt anyone. He has never killed anyone. He has never done a lot of these things that these people are being accused of doing. And a lot of people think that Diddy was one of those people he was talking about.
So we'll have to keep up with them and see if Kanye ever says why he snubbed him at a show. But back to Leo DiCaprio finally growing up a little bit. So he's currently dating someone who's 25. Her name is Vittoria, and she was spotted with a ring on her left finger. So now everyone was like, is Leo DiCaprio finally settling down? Is he ready to be in a relationship with somebody who will eventually be 26, 27, 28, 29? Granted, divorce is always a thing, but apparently he is not engaged to her. Page Six is revealing that a source has confirmed that there is zero truth, emphasis on zero truth, to the rumors of the engagement. Apparently she just has this ring that she likes to wear on her ring finger when she's out and about with her boyfriend, Leo DiCaprio. So no wedding bells in his future anytime soon.
All right. So if you are one of her friends, right? At first, you're super excited that it's Leonardo DiCaprio and he's taking you on these yachts and you're going on these vacations and you're staying in suites at the St. Regis and all that. But then when it starts to get really serious, are your friends happy for you when you get engaged, or are they thinking, this ain't gonna last? This dude is a bad bet.
No, I'm happy because then I get to mooch off the suites and the yachts and everything. Like, she has to do all the dirty work. I just get to show up in a bikini on a yacht in Saint-Tropez.
I'm excited for her, but I am skeptical because of his track record. I mean, you have a track record for a reason, and he's just one of those perpetual bachelors. So I'm in the back of my head, I'm like, yeah, this is cool that you got engaged, but the chance of it, actually getting to the altar and ending in a marriage, I say the odds are not in your favor.
Let me ask you all the same question. I give you $1,000. You go to Vegas. You got 50-50 odds on if this relationship is going to last 3 years or not. Do you put $1,000 on yes, it's going to last, or $1,000 on absolutely not?
Absolutely not.
The girl that he's dating now, absolutely not.
I'll take your $1,000 and add everything else I have. No.
Here's the deed to my house.
Yes, all of it.
I'm putting it in stocks. Yeah, I think you kind of have to know what you're getting into when you date somebody like Leo DiCaprio. Like, it's like dating Kanye West. You know what you're getting. They are who they are, and you got to accept it and, you know, take the yachts while you can.
At some point or another, though, you know, when I look at a guy like Leonardo DiCaprio and he's out there and he's dating so many different women, has had so many different experiences, don't you think at some point a guy like this, who I believe now is in his 50s, right, it's just like, I've seen it all. I've done it all. There's nothing else exciting out there being a single guy.
I kind of feel like when you're a heartthrob on that scale, like when you are a global sensation, when you're in one of the biggest movies of all time and you're used to the high of walking into a club and having every girl swivel their head and look at you and want to get with you, I feel like there's a level of humility that a lot of A-list actors don't want to tap into, to realize that you're not that guy anymore. Like, the girls might treat you like that because you have the A-list status and the money, but when you walk into a club, people are only looking at you because you're Leo DiCaprio, not because you're like some tween heartthrob.
I feel like they're connected to it in a similar sense of the same way we say, like, when somebody has enough money, why don't they stop? Or when somebody has this, it's like, it's just never enough for them. He just always gets something out of it.
Yeah, so I wouldn't be surprised if he's just a bachelor for the rest of his days, but it's starting to get kind of sad. Like, I mean, you can do it through your 30s and 40s, but once you get to the upper 50s and 60s, now it's like, okay, check yourself into the A-list retirement home.
There's an old cliche that you never want to be the oldest one at the club. And maybe it's the same one. You never want to be the oldest guy on the yacht. Maybe it goes for him too.
Exactly. All right, Cardi B is threatening to sue LAPD after they accused her of drug trafficking. I'll tell you more on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.